Lowry leaves to go confront what is the second in command of the Adventuring Guild. Are you guys cool with that, or you want to do anything about it?
Actually, Lowry, hold on.
Nuh-uh, you can't stop me.
No, you, hold on a second.
I start to run.
Hey, I run after him.
No, I sprint.
Okay, who's got the higher run speed, and who's got the most endurance?
I've got longer legs, and our endurance is the same.
Okay, yeah. Then the only question is, how long do you chase Lowry for?
Until I get too tired, I guess.
All right, and Lowry, at any point are you going to let him catch you?
Heck no, he's going to thank me when I'm done.
I doubt that. Elvis, are you going to keep up?
I mean, I will, but at a jog. Once I lose him, I assume they're going to stay on the road.
That's right, no diving off into the woods or anything?
No, I'm winning the race. Straight shot down the road.
Well, eventually, Paul, Lowry is gone over the horizon.
Oh my God. Elvis is going to get us killed.
I say bring it on. They'll have to fight us first.
I mean, we're going to get in a lot of administrative trouble.
Oh, I don't want that.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, Lowry, if you keep on at this pace, then eventually you'll get back to town, but it'll be nightfall. So, it's dark. What do you want to do?
Well, I want to bother the guy, but I don't want to bother the guy while it's dark. I'm going to find a bridge, curl up underneath it, and go to bed.
It's too cold in the night for a lizard man, so to bed you go. That means Paul and Elvis, you guys kind of catch up.
Okay. You don't think that Lowry would go and bother Chip Dougal in the dead of night, do you?
I feel like he would tell us that time is a stupid concept that doesn't exist.
Oh God, he would. What kind of stupid argument do you think he would make against the existence of time?
Well, I think he'd be deceptively clever about it, you know? It'd be like, you wouldn't know how long a thing took unless you had a watch.
Well, you just count the seconds, you know, like 1-1000, 2-2000, 3-3000.
Yeah, but a second is a unit of measurement, you know? Like someone had to decide on it and standardize it. So it is kind of abstract. It doesn't really exist.
That's just like saying that weight doesn't exist just because not everyone has a standard for weighing.
Well, weight still exists, but you can't say that there's like a pound versus a kilogram. You have to choose the standard.
Okay, yeah, but an elephant still weighs like so many kilograms or whatever. It's not like it doesn't weigh anything or that weight doesn't exist.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that 3 o'clock technically doesn't exist.
No, it still exists. Even if you don't call it 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock still
happens.
Yeah,
but like, so society, you know, you wake up at 7 o'clock or whatever.
Or first light, you could just wake up at first light.
Well, but that changes, you know, there's like daylight savings and spring forward and spring back.
Okay, yes, but that's just because time doesn't subdivide easily into 24 hours.
Yeah, but nobody acknowledges like 2.7 o'clock or something.
It's just needlessly complicating a system that works.
But it doesn't work, that's why we have daylight savings and stuff.
But it's just such a headache. God, I hate Lowry. He's so stupid. Why does he think time doesn't exist?
Well, I guess we'll never know until we ask him.
I don't want to ask him. I don't want to get in that argument.
Well, then what should we do?
It's actually really late. I should be back home at the temple. Namir's going to know I'm out doing something.
You could tell him that you were with a lady.
He's not going to believe that.
Why not?
Because, I don't know, I'm not good with ladies. And he knows that.
It could be a lady of the evening.
Elvis,
I'm just saying you don't have to be good at ladies, you just have to be good at money for a lady of the evening.
I have no money. Where would I get the money for a lady of the evening?
Your life is so hard.
I know.
You could tell him you are panhandling for money to pay a lady of the evening.
Okay, the longer we stay out, the more trouble I'm going to be in. So maybe we'll just go back to the temple and we'll try to come up with a better explanation than that I was buying a hooker and hope for the best.
Lowry would tell you that hoping for the best is a dumb idea.
That's because he knows what he's done.
Well, that's part of Lowry's wisdom, is he doesn't have to hope, he just creates the world he wants to live in.
He wants to live in a miserable world.
But that's what makes him happy.
Oh my God. Okay, let's just go home.
Well, you go back to the temple and you called it. As soon as Namir realizes you're home, he barges into your room. Paul, where have you been?
I'm sorry, sir. I was out getting a lady of the evening.
A lady... You...
Yes,
you,
sir.
A lady of the evening.
Yes. My friends found out that I had never been with a lady before, and they thought that should be rectified.
I don't know what to say. On the one hand, you're a young man and you have needs. I understand. Everybody's got needs, they have their foibles.
If it's all the same, sir, I'd rather not go deeply into each other's foibles.
Well, I can't. I'm just saying, I can't be mad at you for wanting to go out and find a lady of the evening. That is a perfectly natural urge. We all do it from time to time.
Hiring prostitutes, we all do that from time to time?
Well, of course, you never admit to it in polite company, but let's not get into that, okay? You shouldn't have admitted you did that.
Then in that case, sir, I was out gallivanting.
Gallivanting is slang for hiring prostitutes.
Is it?
Yes, the appropriate way to tell people that you are out visiting prostitutes is to say that you were visiting family, like going to see your dear sweet mother.
Right.
You accepted, of course, you'd have to think of something different.
I was going to visit a friend.
There you go. You went to go see a friend. Now, all right, look, I'm not going to pry into your masculine needs, okay? Just be honest with me. You weren't in the dungeons again, were you?
No, sir. I swear I have been nowhere near a dungeon.
Except for maybe a sex dungeon. Sir. I'm sorry. You were wide open on that one. I had to go for it, Paul.
I would never go to a dungeon for friends.
Good. They're more expensive. Where did you get the money?
Panhandling.
You panhandled until you had enough money to purchase a friend?
Yes, sir.
How? What did you tell people giving you the money? That you were a pregnant teen or something?
Oh, no, I did a juggling routine.
You can juggle?
Yes, sir. I presumed you didn't want me to use the temple's money for this.
Well, no, absolutely not. We wouldn't want to perform an audit and have a line read making friends.
No, that would be very difficult to explain to the tax collector.
It would. All right. We'll just pretend that none of this happened. Forget I said anything. But next time you're going to go make friends, could you please just let me know you're going to be home late?
Okay, sir, yes. Sorry, I didn't really think it was going to happen.
All right, Paul, I don't need the details. That's enough. Thank you. Closes your door and he leaves.
Oh, my God, what has my life become?
All right, then. At first light, Larry, you wake up and resume your journey to Chip Dougal's house. As you get near the address, you hear a sound, ping-pop, 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 ping-pop. Gets louder as you get closer, and once you can see into his yard, it looks like he's practicing something. He's got a stick and he's hitting a little rubber ball. The ball flies off, hits the wall on the opposite side from him, bounces back, and he hits it again. It never touches the ground, he just keeps it going. Bing-bop, 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 non-stop.
Hey, Chip. How's it going, buddy?
Chip catches the ball. He turns and he looks at you and he smiles, but only with his mouth. Oh, hey, Gildy. You're up early. You should be training, though, you know. Use that free time.
I am training. I'm using my brain. I'm observing the world, making factual observations.
Well, hey, that's great. Sounds like that beats the heck out of physical training or, you know, applying yourself to anything.
It really does. You know, a lot of people, they work out, and did you know that if you stop working out, then your muscles waste away? What's the point?
Say, I never thought of that, Gildy. That is truly a genius perspective. I love it when people come by my yard and they give me advice.
Really? Well, then in that case, you seem to be holding your stick incorrectly. I notice you're hitting that ball, but it's not getting out of your yard. It keeps coming back to you. It's kind of a flaw.
Hey, you're right. I haven't knocked the ball away at all. Here, hold on a second. Let me try. Oh, wait. No, then I would lose my ball.
Well, have you ever heard the saying, you can't have your cake and eat it too? That's the situation you're in right now.
Wow, that is so profound I could just about scream. I hope you're not planning to stay here and share your wisdom with just me all day.
I'll stay here and share my wisdom with anyone who will listen.
That sounds like a lot of fun. But it also doesn't sound like the reason you would have come to my house, Gildy.
I go where I'm needed.
Okay, well, while we're talking about sayings, have you ever heard of the term smiling tiger?
Yeah, it's like you see a tiger, and it looks like he's smiling, but actually he's baring his teeth because he's going to kill you.
You know what's funny? I bet that people who got actually killed by the tiger aren't the ones who spread that saying around. It had to have been said by people who just logically saw what was going on with the tiger and decided not to mess with the tiger.
Yeah, that tracks. You know, I personally think that you don't have to experience something firsthand to develop wisdom about it. You know, through philosophy, you can intuit a lot of things.
Well, okay. I'm going to go back to using my precious free time to hit this ball. And Chip goes back to his practice. Bing-bop, 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 bing-bop.
Hey, Chip.
He catches the ball. Yes, Gildy.
Did you know that some guys were watching us? Some guys from the guild?
You know what, Gildy? He leans on his stick. I didn't know about that, because the jobs that everybody is doing tends to be handled by guild ambassadors, and they don't escalate to me unless it's something that needs my intervention.
Well, they were following us because of something to do with Rutherford, you know, and I heard that you got accused in all of that, and it just seemed like something you might be interested in.
I did get accused in that. You know, it is so frustrating being at the top of the guild. I get accused of a lot of things. I don't always have involvement with all the things I get accused of. It can be like herding cats. No offense to your friend.
Oh, none taken. He is a complete troglodyte.
So what do you want me to do with this information, Gildy?
Well, they got hired out by a guy named Torvald, who works around your neighborhood, so I thought maybe he talked to you about it.
I know Torvald. He's a guild ambassador, so of course I know the guy. Question is, Why didn't you talk to Torvald?
Well, because he's hiring people to attack me in the streets.
Okay, Gildy, now I know that you didn't say that right, because in the guild, we're not supposed to attack each other. See, if you could take money to go and attack your friends in the guild, we would be killing each other in the dungeons all the time. There's lots of incentive to go do that, so that's not okay.
Well, there was an altercation, and luckily we fought them off, and everyone is safe. Nobody died. There were some injuries. But that was Torvald's doing. He did that.
Chip's grin gets disturbingly wide, and he goes, okay. Well, you know, I hate to get involved in these kinds of things, but I guess I'll look into that.
I mean, who else are we supposed to go through? This isn't my fault.
Well, no, you know, if Torvald took a contract to kill fellow guild members, then someone above him should deal with it. It's just that, you know, wow, if I find out that Torvald didn't do what you said he did, I'm going to have to find a way to make this worth my time and interest. And you know, my time is very valuable.
Yeah, I mean, logically, time is the one thing you can never get more of. It's not a renewable expense.
That is true, Gildy. You know, that's why I charge so much for my time. I don't like it being wasted. And oh, hey, would you look at this? I am spending my time right now talking to you instead of training.
You are going to look into it, though, right?
I'm going to look into everything, Gildy. I am going to leave no stone unturned, and I'm going to be thinking about you the entire time I do all of that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, good. And he turns around and he goes back to hitting his ball. Bing, bop, bing, bop, bing, bop, bing, bop, bing,
bop. Are you going to do it now? Sooner would be better than later.
He catches the ball. And he goes, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, the sooner is better than later. I'll go now. And he puts the ball in his pocket and just starts walking down the street.
Okay, I've done what I came here to do. I go back home to the temple.
Well, there you go. Paul and Elvis, at some point, kind of in the early afternoon, Lowry shows up.
Lowry, please tell me you didn't mess with Chip Dougal.
I didn't mess with
him. Okay, because I don't want him to come here angry that there was flaming dog poop on his porch.
Oh, I was just saying that because I didn't want Jerry to know what I was actually going to do. What I really did was I talked to him about those guys that were following us.
You went to Chip Dougal to complain to him about the guild members following us.
Yeah, he's like in charge of the guild. He's more important than anybody else in this structure. So if someone's going to resolve it, it's definitely going to be Chip.
Lowry, there's a chain of command.
Yeah, it goes Chip. And I think above him is like some other people. And then below Chip is everybody else.
No, you can't just go to the top of the chain.
He's not the top of the chain. He's somewhere below the top.
You know, it would have been really nice if we had someone who could guide us through how we're supposed to, like, talk to everybody and everything.
That's what our guild ambassador is supposed to do. That's why we're supposed to be talking to Rosendo Douglas.
He's a drunk.
Yeah, but he knows what's going on.
He knows what's going on in the bar. He doesn't know what's going on with Torvald or whoever.
But he would have known the proper channels to escalate through. This is a disaster, Lowry. This is bad.
No, look, you guys need to understand. What's the worst thing that he's going to do? Expel us from the Adventuring Guild, which is the same guild that was stalking us with armed men? Oh God, I hope he doesn't do that.
You know perfectly well I am trying to find out more about my family disappearing in the dungeon.
You don't need the guild for that, Paul.
You don't know what I need.
You are a grown-ass man. Why don't you just move on from this family thing?
I shove Lowry.
Lowry, you get shoved on the ground.
A real mature Paul.
Shut up about my... You don't know anything. You don't know what you're talking about.
Paul, my mother made a nest, laid a bunch of eggs, and then walked away. And I turned out great.
Oh, you turned out great. Your socialization skills could use work, Lowry.
It's true. He does kind of have you there.
But I socialize perfectly. I socialize better than everybody.
Everybody hates you!
That's not because I'm bad at socializing. Everyone else is bad at socializing, and they refuse to learn better.
Just as a heads up, you guys have gathered a small crowd.
I'm sorry, everyone. We just had a little philosophical disagreement.
Just look, though. Look, you have a family that's concerned about you. Over there, like, Dave, he's there doing squats. He loves you.
Look, I'm not... Shut up about them, okay? Listen. They are family, all right? Yes. Yes. And I love some of these guys. It's not a need thing. It's not a, like, I need to be loved by someone. It's just a... Look, I don't want to tell you anything, but listen, Namir was involved in them going down there, and I have been curious about that since I found out about it. It is one thing to lose your parents, but it is another thing to then be adopted by someone who you think might be responsible. Do you get that, Lowry? Do you understand that these are the stakes?
I think you should just leave the city. There's no reason for you to stay here.
I don't have money.
Neither do I. I would be fine virtually anywhere else.
You aren't fine. You eat rats out of the gutter, and you don't have any friends or family or anything. You've got nothing.
But I'm happy about that. Don't you get it? This is all because of a warped perspective everybody has, where they think they need to have things to be happy.
There's not enough caves to house everybody in the city, you idiot. There needs to be farms and houses and everything. God, by Glute. I don't know why I am arguing with you again.
I don't know why you dislike arguing with me. We learn through arguing with each other, Paul. There's nothing wrong with this.
You are mentally fractured. You know that?
That's just because I see from so many perspectives.
You're unbelievable. Just leave me alone. I storm off.
Hey, Paul. I know you're really mad at Lowry and everything, but was there something else that you wanted to do? Like, instead of just having this happen?
I mean, yeah. I don't know, though. I don't know what.
Well, maybe we're not in the best situation, but this is a step forward, and we will learn a little bit about why we're being followed, maybe. And whatever happens, I promise I will help you get through it.
Elvis, we can't keep Lowry on the team. This is not working.
I understand how you feel, Paul, but you have to understand that even though Lowry is himself, that he is also there, and he is going to help in his own way, no matter how bad it gets.
It's getting bad because of him, though.
Actually, I don't know if that's fair. I feel like a lot of things are happening kind of out of our control.
Well, I mean, it's all him. How are we even in this situation? Why are we in trouble with Chip Dougal now?
Oh, I know why, even though you're trying to storm away from me. So we're in trouble because we set up shop with Rutherford, who then broke the law, and then Chip Dougal caught us breaking the law. Rutherford then died. You guys tried to break into his house to find out information on what he knew. Then you got arrested, because that was also illegal. I wasn't there for that, by the way. Chip Dougal himself personally stepped in to get you out of jail. Then you were followed by guild members, who we got in a fight with. We've become entangled with yet another member of the Curator's Order. We interrogated the people that were following us. And, because we know that for some reason Chip is invested enough in us to spring you from jail, I figured we could just go straight to Chip and deal with him instead of going through all the middlemen and all the rest of this garbage.
Okay, see, so there you go.
I cannot believe you're keeping better track of all this than I am.
Ye of little faith. You're supposed to be the religious one.
I trust in the god Glute, and yet I find you to be the more inscrutable one.
Well, now you understand. I'm not just acting out. It all makes sense.
Well, you might be acting out a little bit.
But I know what's going on.
Well, can you please just try to respect that I'm just looking for information, right? That's what you're all about. Information, knowing, okay? It's important to me. You don't have to understand why it's important to me or talk me out of it. I just want you to realize it's important to me.
I'm not about knowing. Once again, you failed to understand my
teachings. Could you just try to understand things from my perspective? That's all I'm asking.
I understand your perspective. It's just a very dumb perspective.
The walls are closing in. I just need to hyperventilate for a while.
Paul, you don't get much chance to hyperventilate for long. Chip Dougal walks through the front gates. He says, "Oh, hi, guildies. Glad you're all here. Can we talk outside for a little bit? I want to get things done, and I don't want to waste anybody's time."